we arrive at Good Friday. Last night we celebrated and remembered the institution of the Holy Eucharist, the Last Supper, and kept watch with Jesus as he prayed in the garden. And as we left last night, that service ended in silence, and we arrive today at our Good Friday liturgy. And so from that point to this point, we have been in a silent prayer, a holy place with Jesus. Now, if you want the first half of this sermon, you have to listen online to the Maundy Thursday sermon, because this is going to pick up in a very similar fashion as to where that left off. So if you weren't here for that, you can catch up with the whole thing on our website. But just as the service last night ended in silence, and we saw a slide on the wall that says this service ends in silence, today you arrive and it says Good Friday liturgy ends in silence, as we are still in this holy place, these 3 days of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and of course beginning on Maundy Thursday. Well, what you heard last night, and as we continue this morning, is that while the slide says that this service ends in silence, perhaps it should really say the service ends with everyone weeping, depressed, and walking away in great sadness and overwhelming sorrow. That's what it should say. Last night, as the service ended, we were reminded that it ends with Jesus being arrested, with all the soldiers showing up in the garden. It ends in great chaos and turmoil. And so, as I reminded the folks last night, instead of the service ends in silence, the service should have ended with everyone falling asleep when Jesus asked them to stay awake. Instead of ending in silence, it should have said that everyone was crying and screaming and running away in fear. I don't think anyone did that last night. I didn't hear anyone running out of here screaming and crying. But that's what happened. And what happened on this Good Friday, quote unquote, is that they left that place like this, weeping, depressed, in great sadness, overwhelming sorrow, because the Jesus whom they had loved was dead. The king that entered into Jerusalem just a few days before, in what's called the triumphant entry, which was anything but, as he came in on a donkey, the conquering king in which they had placed so much of their hope and their faith was gone. Taken down off of the cross, humiliated on the cross, and then placed in a borrowed tomb just so that they could make sure that he was put away for the Sabbath. When we come to this Good Friday, we come to this place of great solemnity with these emotions. When this service ends, we will leave here and Jesus is dead. Jesus is in a tomb. And then when you wake up on Holy Saturday, guess what they were feeling? That. And it's, of course, not until Easter Sunday that they know that all of his promises are true, that the grave is empty, that he's conquered death. But put yourself right in the place of all of those disciples, all of the apostles, all of those followers of Jesus in the first century that were there, that watched him get arrested, that watched the persecution, that watched the torture, that watched him be nailed to the cross and die. Because this is what they were feeling. But thanks be to God, we don't stop there, do we? We call it Good Friday because we know what the final result is on Good Friday. It's good because Jesus conquers sin and death. He goes to the cross so that we don't have to. And that's the only reason it's good. Because I think if you had asked him at the time, he would not have described it as a good day. But it was a day that had to be for the sake of all of those around him and for the sake of all of us 2,000 plus years later. Here we are, celebrating, kind of an odd word, this event, this Good Friday. So the service ends with everyone weeping, depressed, and walking away in great sadness and overwhelming sorrow. But if we were actually to describe ourselves today, this service will end in silence and we can leave with hope. And we can leave with an odd sense of joy celebrating this event. So it'll say the Good Friday liturgy ends in silence. And as we go forth from this place, let us give thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who offered himself, shed his blood as the atonement for our sins.